You're welcome to Salvation Ministries, home of success.
No matter what your hope and dreams are, God's word is the catalyst that would move you from where you are to where your dreams are.
Here at Salvation Ministries, God's word is made practical with simplicity, power, and grace. Join David Ibiomi as it takes you on the series. Your life will never be the same again. Now pay attention and listen to God's servant, David Ibiomi.
Salvation has come.
Preparation for greatness is the message for today. Preparation for greatness. Greatness is not wished. You prepare to be great. The year has been declared as our year of supernatural speed. But no one can enjoy speed except he or she prepares. You can only receive from God if you have prepared before time. In 2 Chronicles chapter 27, I'll read verse 1, verse 3, down to 4, and then verse 6. Jotham was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jerusha, the daughter of Zadok. He built the high gate of the house of the Lord and of the wall of Ophel. He built much. Moreover, he built cities in the mountains of Judah, and in the forest he built castles and towers. Shall we read verse 6 together? One to go. Jotham became mighty because he took time to prepare. Many want outstanding results in life, but don't want to prepare. There can never be outstanding results without adequate preparation. The reason for poor results is because of poor preparation. Hear this truth. If you fail to prepare today, just know you are preparing to fail tomorrow. The Almighty God in Psalm 103 verse 19, he said the Lord had prepared his throne in the heavens and his kingdom ruled over all. The Almighty himself prepared. Can you imagine God? God did not wish a throne. He prepared a throne. Wishing without preparation makes you look like a magician. There is no prayer and fasting that can make sharks beat Barcelona. Because the level of preparation is not the same. Is that true? Most times, we take religion to cover truth. Somebody has not prepared, yet he say, I believe God. Have you seen anybody who did not prepare to write an exam and he said he made first class? He said, I prayed, then I made first class. He said, did you read? No. You make third class minus. Opportunity can only be utilized when prepared for. The truth is this, there is no luck in the kingdom of God. It is when preparation meets with opportunity you give birth to success. I know many of us have fantastic goals, wonderful goals for the year 2016. But what will make your goals to be actualized is your personal preparation. Your personal. And you know why you need to prepare? You cannot use another man's headlamp to drive your car. He said, a judge shall live by his faith. Habakkuk 2:4. Not by another person's faith. You don't use another man's brain to write exam. So even the wife cannot prepare for the husband. Have you seen where he said, my wife prepare and write my exam for me? The certificate will not be on. So each one has to prepare. Is that clear, sir? So I prepare. There's this 100 meters world called Usain Bolt. Last year he was beaten once. So he went back and prepared himself heavily and bounced back again and took over. So if you see where you failed somewhere, just know you didn't prepare adequately. Is that clear? It is the inner preparation that will determine the outer manifestation. I have to prepare on the inside, then the results will show on the outside. Many of us depend on the grace of God, but the grace of God can be frustrated if it's not well, you are not well prepared. In Galatians 2:21, it says, I do not frustrate the grace of God. So grace can be frustrated when you are not prepared. Now hear what Paul said. Paul said in the book of Corinthians 15 verse 10, he said, I am what I am by the grace of God. But hear what he said. And his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. You know why? I labored means I prepared more abundantly than they all. He said, look, yet not I, but the grace which was upon me. He said, I have, yes, Peter, James, John, including me, we are all enjoying grace, but what I did, Peter did not do. Okay. Paul never met Jesus face to face. Yet, Paul had more results than Peter, James, and John. Because Paul did what Peter did not do. Peter made a statement, said, the epistles of Paul are even more technical in modern language for us to understand. That this man has depth that we don't have. Yet, Paul never met Jesus. But Paul prepared more than Peter. So, that tomorrow, after you call Jesus, the next name on your lips is Paul. He wrote virtually 50% of the New Testament. So, the way you prepare, that means your results. Is that clear, sir? We are starting the year now. The way you prepare at the beginning of the year will determine how you get results throughout the year. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you prepare poorly, it will show. It will what? It will show. And we are in a spiritual kingdom where your spiritual preparation will determine your physical manifestation. Because the spiritual controls the physical. You can control the events of life from the supernatural. The things which we see are temporal. Is that true? So if I want to change the course of event, I have to prepare. Hear this. Any evil report is reversible from the word of God. But it depends on how you prepare. When you see men come on in the open and say, this will happen, don't think they just came to declare that. They have prepared heavily in the closets. Is that true? When you see a man of God come up and say, this will happen, he has prepared heavily. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't come after eating pandanya with a brother and say, this will happen. No. That man can't take that job from me. You are prepared. You are talking with authority. There's a way to prepare for exam. Is anything they like, let them set our pass. Have you not had students say so? They say, well, if our lecturer, whether he likes my face or not, I'll pass this exam. There's a way you prepare. The news, anything you hear can move you. You will succeed this year. Yeah. Benjamin Franklin said, By failing to prepare, you are prepared to fail. By failing what? You are prepared to fail. Preparation is simply becoming ready for something desired. Preparation is becoming what? For something desired. When you say I'm preparing, you are saying I'm ready for anything this year. I'm ready. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 25. Matthew 25. Matthew what? Matthew 25. We read from 10 and then you read 11. We read to 13. Matthew 25. Are you there, sir? Can we turn to Matthew 25 and verse 10? And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they were what? And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage. And the door was shut. You read verse 11. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Verse 13. This story happens to do with the 10 virgins. 5 of them were foolish. They were what? And they were not prepared to meet the master. They were not sinners, but they were foolish. For them to be virgins means they were holy. But the Bible called them foolish. You know why? When others prepared, they were not prepared. You may not commit sin and be very foolish. There are many people who don't commit sin, but very stupid. Very what? They don't understand timing. These people did not understand the timing of the move of God. If you prepare, your second semester exam, for instance, is July, and then you now prepare to write the exam in September, will they sit the exam for you alone? Are you wise? They say, they announce to you the second semester exam will be in July. And they say, when are you preparing for exam? I'm preparing heavily to write my own second semester exam in September. Won't the students look at you as stupid? Why? You have missed the timing. So also, there is a time to prepare. And this is the beginning of the year. And that's the best time to prepare. When they say, on your marks, the man said, I don't believe in on your marks. I only believe in go. They will shoot gun to ask. Bam, bam. They say, that man, foul, don't run. And if he does not follow them, no matter is the best. He say, when they get to half, I will not join. They will beat him. They will cantab him. Have you not seen long distance days where they go and come back and some people are still running one and some people are running twice? Unprepared Christians are foolish Christians. It was food that made Esau sell his birthright. It was what? Food that made him sell his birthright. Now, if you look at Esau and Jacob, it's ironical because Esau went to the forest through as a hunter. How come the man in the house was the one he came to ask food from? Take time to look at it. The one went to the bush. One was at home. Who should give who food? Esau in the natural. But Esau was one of the most stupid people in the Bible. Even if the father called Esau, changed the name. Esau was so stupid. So what? Stupid. I won't go into that teaching. Esau behaves like most Africans. Esau is an hunter. Hunters kill what they eat. They'll kill the animal before they eat it. And they pursue one animal per time. That's Africa. Oil. The whole country will face one product, oil. Until they kill the oil, they will not rest. They are the insult nations. Yet they go back to beg from those who take their oil and refine it back. Jacob's. Is your crude oil they take raw, refine it and sell it back to you at high price? And you still bring it as imported and you allow your refineries to die. They are the Jacobs. So the Jacobs come, take the recipe. It was Jacob who prepared food. It was Esau's meat he used to prepare. Don't behave like Esau. Don't behave like Esau. Outstanding performance in the future is a product of qualitative preparation today. You know, it's common knowledge that the quality of one's preparation determines the quality of the result in any examination. Now hear this and hear me well. There is no substitute for spiritual preparation. There's no what? For spiritual, no substitute. There are some challenges that will never go until you fast and pray. There are challenges in your life that will never go until you fast and in Matthew chapter 10, something happened. Verse 1. Matthew 10, 1. Shall we read verse 1 together? And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of what? And he gave them power to cast every devil. And they came back and said, all the devils are subject to us. In the same book of Matthew, chapter 17, reading from verse 14, something happened to the same disciples. He said, and when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he's lunatic and so vexed, for oftentimes he falleth into the fire and off to the water. And I brought him, shall we read verse 16 together? And I brought him to die, and they could not cure him. Listen carefully. Remember in chapter 10, they had power to cast demons. In chapter 17, they could not cast out a demon. Have you not heard people say, when I became born again, things were just easy for me. Now I don't know why. You know why? That the way it was working for you before is not automatically work for you now. If you don't do what it takes to make things work. Many people say, well, when I just gave my life, everything was going pam, 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 pam. But this time, things are getting tough. They are getting tough because as you're growing, so also the challenges will be growing. And these same people could not cast out demons, Peter, James, and John. And Jesus made a statement for time's sake, just put in verse 20, for time's sake, for verse 20. Let me read. Where did I stop? Verse what? So don't get this. Verse 16. Let it 17. And then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil and departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Look at verse 19. That's where I really wanted. Then came the disciples who were wise to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? What really happened? There's something that must have gone wrong. How come in verse chapter 10 we cast a demon? Yeah, we could not cast this one out. Verse 21, for time's sake. Jesus answered and said, I'll be this kind of challenge. Go away not out completely, but by what? He said, there are situations in your life that will never go until you fast and pray. So I hear. Jesus said, hey, I know in chapter 10, you said demons go, they left. But there are challenges in your life that will never leave until you fast and pray. And the challenges of life, they have no timetable. If it had timetable, that's all it is, you would have known. That's why you live ready, you don't get ready. He said, this kind goeth not out, but by fasting and prayer. Tell your neighbor, it's time to fast. Say it one more time. And tell him, it's time to pray. You have to fast. Then you have to pray. Amen. Hear this truth. Every glory you see on the outside was paid for by preparation on the inside. Don't think in your heart, you see, this fasting is only for the poor. No, because some of us can be very funny. You know, all this fasting is for poor people, you know. Brother, that is not true. Fasting is not for the poor. Esther was staying in the palace, but she needed to fast. If you read the book of Esther, Esther was a queen. In Esther chapter 4, yet when challenge came, she had to join them to fast. Because what was against them, she was also to be a victim. Mordecai told her, Esther, you think you're in the palace, you'll be exempted, is a lie. You need to join this fast. And she joined. So don't say, you know, I'm so comfortable, you know, I don't need to fast. It's a lie. You need to fast. Tell yourself, I will fast. Say it one more time. Say it like a child of God. How many want supernatural speed? The key scripture for the year, 1 Kings 18, 41 to 46. That is the key scripture for the year. Now, Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink. Eat and what? He said, you eat, Elijah. You got Ahab, you be eating. Me, I won't follow you to eat like that. He said, you eat and drink, for there's the sound of abundance of rain. People who eat too much don't make things happen. Go to 41, 42. So Ahab went up to eat and drink. He was busy enjoying his life. He said, I'm a king, King Ahab. I eat and drink. Elijah, you'll be praying. Elijah said, I'll pray. You go and eat. Elijah went up to the top of the camel. Did you hear that? And he cast himself down upon the face, upon the earth, and put his face between his knees. That kind of prayer is not vegetable prayer. He said, oh God, hear me. When Ahab was what? Eating. He was taking tea. He was drinking tea. I said, tea and tear is only one word. You put arrow, is tear. You remove arrow, is tea. So the arrow is resistance. Resistance to tea delivers you from. If you don't want to tear your life apart, resist tea in the morning. Ahab was busy drinking, eating. Elijah went to 7 verse 44. We can save time. Verse 44, please. And it came to pass 7 times and so on and so forth. Elijah was praying. 45. Just go ahead. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heavens was black with clouds and wind. And there was a great rain. And Ahab rode. Take note. Ahab what? Ahab has started moving. And went to Jezreel. The two of them were to get to Jezreel. Ahab who ate was on chariots. In modern time, Ahab has covered 20 kilometers. You can imagine a man who has covered 20 kilometers. And then a man was here praying and fasting. Am I talking to you? Who should get to the place first? In the natural, it's Ahab. True? In the natural. Ahab has gone with channels. Is that true? But that's not how it happened. In verse 46, because Elijah was busy commanding the supernatural, While Ahab was in the natural, you can't match a man who's operating from the supernatural. You can't match him. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah. The hand came because Elijah was praying. And he guided up his loins and ran before Ahab. He overtook Ahab. And before they got there, Elijah was there. You will overtake those ahead of you. But remember, Elijah prayed. Sometimes it's good to tell people testimonies. With all humility, and I remain humble before God, I am one of the biggest surprises to humanity in this kingdom. All over the world, not Nigeria. I came to Christ not too long. But don't think my speed is by luck. I overtook all pastors ahead of me. They sit down to discuss my matter. Now, don't think I just overtook them with too much buff. Or do not. When we started this ministry for 1 year plus, I was doing all night every day. Every day, I fasted for 1 year non-stop. Non-stop as a married man. Every day. Virtually almost 2 years, I was on fasting. Every midnight there was prayer. Not every Monday to Sunday, Monday to Sunday, Monday to Sunday, Monday to Sunday, Monday to Sunday. So when you see speed, don't think it's just the way God the flesh and wow. I had to overtake everybody ahead of me. You don't enjoy speed without a price. Anywhere you see unconventional speed in the kingdom, somebody has paid a price. And the major price paid is fasting and prayer. In this kingdom, if you want supernatural speed, you must pay the price of fasting and prayer. And there's no shortcut. Jesus fasted for 40 days. And when he came down, they say his fame spread abroad. After Jesus came down in Mark chapter 4, Luke chapter 4, the Bible said, after he came from the mountain, he didn't need to announce himself in verse 14. Luke 4:14. He said, and his fame spread abroad. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit of Galilee. And there went the fame of him throughout all the region round about. He fasted for 40 days. He didn't need anybody to announce him. The fast and prayer announced him. They said, hey, who is this man? He said, demons saw him and fled. This year, you will get speed. You will get speed. Bro, let me tell you, this is the truth. In the kingdom of God, nobody succeeds by luck. Sometimes you deny yourself of certain things to gain the height you want in life. Are you getting what God is talking about? How do I prepare for the year 2016? How to prepare for my greatness? Number one, be focused. Be what? Be until something is specific, it cannot be dynamic. You have to, as until something is what? Specific, it cannot be dynamic. I have to be specific that this is what I'm ready to do. Then dynamism comes in. Yes, I want to pay the price. I have a focus. I just want to fast and listen, there's power when we got married. Why? Most times we don't pray again as Christians. So I discovered that because we don't pray, we begin to almost analyze things like unbelievers. I began to wonder, I was talking to the pastors. I said, come. When we started this church, everything we approached it with prayers. Everything. Even if we had to buy simple things, we pray. Now, Sometimes, you know, you get to a point, people just take things natural. Even prayer will no longer pray. Everything will not sit there to want to hold meeting and say, hey, stop this thing. Everything will analyze it. When we are to marry, in Lagos, when we go to the court, before you collect your certificate, you must give them alcohol. I will never forget. You must give them drink. It's a must as part of the rules. You must give them a bottle of schnapp. So I said, and it's written there, before you do the court marriage, before the wedding, they say you have to give them a bottle of schnapp. So I told my wife, I said, you know what? I'm going to do something. So I prayed. That is the condition before you take the certificate. So I prayed. I said, angels of God, keep this man busy, that when I go, he will give me the certificate before he will remember. And life story, when I went, he was so busy. He said, which is your own? Which your, people were just all over him. And he gave us the certificate. Two of us went to the certificate. He forgot the schnapp. Any day you handle an address in prayer, you can arrest it. Our problem now is we try to analyze things, everything. You know, this political situation that is like this. What do you think? Go and pray. You can even change the government with prayer. Stop analyzing something like a canal man. You can turn any government with prayer. If you don't like the government, change it with prayer. Don't go and sit down and be analyzing like as if you are a reporter. Are you seeing any reporter? What is your opinion? Opinion what? Christians don't talk opinion. Christians take prayer to change events. But this is not so. We don't fast again. People don't fast again. They say that my MD does not like my face. I've appealed to him. He doesn't like my face. You pray him out. You fast. He said, this man that is troubling me, checked him out. Now we don't pray. We behave like Ahab. Morning. Jeff, what do you have in the kitchen? Jeff says, sir, I have, can I give you my menu list? He said, bring it. Praise the Lord. Early morning, praise the Lord. He said, let me see the menu list. Okay, wonderful. You know, I like French toast. I like French toast. What do you want, my friend? That's the beginning of the year. He said, well, I like it. Whatever toast. It's okay. Just do it like with some bacon, you know. Praise the Lord. This year will be wonderful. Will be wonderful. On dining table. Because they see this. See this, my son. Eating in the morning. You will deny yourself of certain privileges. Because you're looking at somewhere you're going to shout hallelujah. You have to be focused. You have to be that this is what I want. So I refuse any distraction. I refuse any distraction. Because the greatest enemy of focus is distraction. If thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. In 1 Kings chapter 20, 39, 40, he said, as the king passed by, he cried unto the king, and he said, that servant went out of the midst of the battle, and behold, a man turned aside and brought a man unto me. I said, keep this man. If by enemies he be missing, then shall thy life be for his life, or else thou shalt pay a talent of silver. And as the servant was busy yarn, he was gone. Some of us, now we are fasting, you will be pursuing irrelevant things. You will be pursuing irrelevant things that have no focus. You see, this one. They say, we have family meeting, you know. Family that you went, they didn't even ask your opinion. Your family, you have been going for a meeting. They don't even know your opinion. They don't ask a poor man opinion. If I call for a family meeting now today, even my extended relations will come because they know that the meeting I call, they will get money to go back. I tell people every day, I said, any meeting for burial is poverty. If your father died at your holy meeting, you people are poor. Ask me why. Everything you only meet for money can do it. Stop bothering yourself with family meeting. Focus on fasting and prayer. This is not the time to be distracted. This is the time to be focused. Say here.
Number two,
to prepare, how to prepare for greatness, be persistent. Be what? Be persistent. A wise man said, energy and persistence conquers all things. In Matthew 24 verse 13, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. It is those who persist that get the result in the ultimate. You know why you need to persist? Listen. If you look at the book of 2 Kings chapter 2, you'll find out that Elijah and Elisha moved through four places. They went from Gilgal to Bethel, Bethel to Jericho, Jericho to Jordan. Now, at every point, Elijah told Elisha, tarry here. Gilgal is a place of encounter. Some of you have gotten some jobs, you just got some breakthrough, you are at Gilgal. You are where? You say, well, I don't need anything. You say, oh, you know anything I just want, I get it. You are only at Gilgal. They go to Bethel. Bethel is a place of revelation. You remember that was where Jacob had an encounter with God, where he saw the heavens open and ladder. Some of you, anything you read in the Bible, you see, say, no, I'm okay here. Elijah said, there's something I'm looking for. I'm not relaxing at Bethel. They moved to Jericho. Jericho is a place of victory. The walls of Jericho fell down. Some of you, God gave you victory over satanic forces. You think you have arrived. No. He said, I'm still hitting Jordan. And after Jordan, he took the mantle. That means you don't allow one small testimony to make you sleep. This is a time to fast till what you're looking for is answered. I may not understand what I'm talking about. So you don't just get one small result and think you have arrived. There's always something better in front of you. So I hear. So keep pressing. Keep what? From day one of the fasting, day 10 of the fasting, 20 of the fasting, 30 days of the fasting. If it's 40 days, till the 40 days are over. Are you hearing me? Then when you're through, you can take your mantle. I said, now, where is the God? Like Elisha said, where is the God of Elijah? You can say, where is the God? Are you getting what I'm saying? You will break barriers this year. You will hit the target this year. In the name of Jesus Christ. The louder your amen, you hit it. As you're also preparing, number three, note that it will cost you something. It will cost you something. In Luke chapter 9 verse 23. Shall we read together? Luke 9 verse 23. And he said unto them, oh, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Your preparation must cost you something. Some pleasures must wait. Do not frustrate your future because of food. You must pay the price to obtain the prize. In Hebrews chapter 12 verse 16. It said, look at what the Bible says. Hebrews 12 16. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for a morsel of meat sold his birthright. You just have to hear me. This time some things have to... You want to go up? No man goes up, everything touching him. Jesus said to Mary, don't touch me until I send to show myself to the Father. So every time you want to go up, some things have to be wait, not to touch you. He said, I want to ascend. Mary, don't touch me yet. You can't say you want to go up and everything. No. Everyone wants to go up would say some things to wait. Are you getting what I'm saying? Some pleasures, even as sex is with your wife, it has to wait this period. Because you're fasting. You can't fast and break with your wife with sex. No, you have not fasted. To tell your wife, two of us, we pay the price. You won't die. It's what you will do after you finish. And you do it, the two of you die. So tell your wife, honey, Bikono. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It will have to wait. That will not kill you. Will it kill you? I tell young people every day, I say, if you want to dance the daybreak and you start 9 p.m., won't you be tired? When young people want to marry, as a counselor, I used to tell, I say, if you want to dance the daybreak and they start the dance by 9 p.m., what will happen? So if you want to marry, no point sleeping with your boyfriend because that's what you do for life. So hold on. Otherwise, you'll be tired in marriage. Do you understand the proverb? You want to dance till daybreak and you start the dancing by 9 p.m. By 3 p.m., you won't be able to dance. So that thing you want to do, you do it for life. So no point rushing. That's you understand what I'm saying? When young people want to marry, just say, this dance, now daybreak dance, so no rush. There's no point spoiling the marriage as young people. Cool down. Do what? Cool down. So some pleasures have to wait. All those tea, them have to. I know you like good food. And when you're fasting, is when you see, it will be passing your nose like this. Just tell. You know, some of you have not paid price. There was once we were fasting and I was traveling to the United States. I'll never forget. I know the time difference. So I was fasting here to hit 6 and I entered the aircraft. So because I was already on board the flight by 5 p.m. and with the time zone, they began to serve food past 12. So I must not eat. So I had to carry the thing to their own time because I have to regulate myself to their time. I don't know what I'm saying. It was all for you. By the time I got to America, it was their own one in the afternoon. So I had to shift till their own 6, which was our own midnight. So from today till tomorrow. Amen. Praise God. Anyway, some of us cannot fast. Spiritual listeners. Many of us are spiritually, we don't want to labor in the world. We don't want to labor in prayer. We don't want to labor in fasting. Yet we want things to happen. That's not how it happens. You cannot drive your car with another man's headlight. Avoid too much sleep, too much food, too much activity this period. Even your sleeping habit should change. Wake up early in the morning, read Bible, pray. Are you going to sit down before you step out for the day's job? Change your pattern. Wake up early in the morning. Read Bible. Get up and pray. And go to work. Evening you come to church. Charge yourself. You see. No, also you're dreaming mama spirit. It won't come. Have you seen where any fly move around hot fire? You'll be so charged that you know demon can. If you see demon do like this, demons will run. Demon can say, demon, come on, get out. Get out, demons. Get out. They say, you don't need to tell us. We already know. We are going. Shout hallelujah. Read Matthew to us. Now, everywhere you see miracle of Jesus, underline it in your Bible. Every miracle of Jesus, underline it. Every miracle of Acts of the Apostles, also underline. And then, pray this prayer. Say, Lord, anywhere I appear as a child of God, let signs follow. You'll be telling somebody Jesus is Lord and their blind eyes will open. You'll be talking about something and then they'll open your sign, your paper. You will operate in the miraculous with that. And this sign shall follow them. So don't think perhaps signs follows only pastors. That was what Olarobos did. That was what Copeland did. That was what Oedipo did. That was what I did. Just eat. Why is good now? Because you're fasting, so it's easier for you to do that. So use that to achieve it for a lifetime. You will lay hand like this on your paper and say, paper, be signed. They will be signing it. You look at a witch and say, you witch, get out of my side. The witch will get out. Everything Jesus did, you just see it happen in your own life. Is that clear, sir? Glory to God.
The world is full of unrest. Money has failed. Human intellect is not working. You need Jesus. In Him, you will find peace and rest for your soul. Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest."
If you're not born again anywhere you are in the world, say, "Lord Jesus, come into my life. I declare you my personal Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from the dead to save me. Thank you, Jesus, for making me yours. Amen."
If you just said that prayer, we would love to communicate with you. We want us to be friends. Please mail us at info@smhos.org or visit our website at www.smhos.org. Come enjoy our awesome services at Salvation Ministries, Plot 17 Birubi Street, GRA-1, Puthacket, River State, Nigeria, and all our satellite churches. You can call +234844-66170. Someone is waiting to be a blessing to you right now.